This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Residents who have been displaced by the Apex apartment fire say their homes are now being ransacked. Many have reported items stolen from their apartments that stayed exposed after they were told that they had 30 minutes to gather their belongings and get out.
I noticed a bunch of things were gone, and I was like, what's going on? My laptop is literally not even there.
Ryan Sam's laptop, hard drive, family jewelry, and hundreds of dollars worth of tools now gone.
Clayton Prell says his gaming system and wife's jewelry also are missing, and a fireproof safe pried open.
I had some bonds in there from when I was born. Those are missing. That's the only thing so far I can tell from that box that's missing. But, you know, social security cards and all that, you know, you can just take a picture of that.
Residents have also complained that tarps they were told would be installed never were, leaving their belongings exposed to the elements and to risks. Over the weekend, demolition of the damaged apartment roof began, and residents weren't allowed back to check on their property until yesterday.
Fire investigators say that all smoke detectors and sprinklers were working properly during that recent apartment fire. Meanwhile, several residents say the complex in the 6,000 block of Olympic Park Point, that's off of Woodman and Tutt in northern Colorado Springs, say that they were not alerted to the fire. The property owner of Apex said that all their smoke alarms and fire prevention systems passed a recent inspection. 64 residents displaced by that fire that took place on Saturday, September 3rd.
There was a wildfire in Teller County yesterday. This fire was a little northwest of Cripple Creek, south of Florissant, in a pretty rural area. The fire chief decided to issue an evacuation order based on the level of smoke. Residents were notified through peak alerts, which recently became the sole emergency alert system in Teller County.
It was a very quick send out notification of people in the area, the people that are actually affected by the event. And then once it was determined we didn't need an evacuation, very quick to notify everybody that, hey, it's good, you don't have to evacuate.
Commander Ladd Sullivan with the Sheriff's Office says they did not see anyone evacuate in the time between those alerts, and the evacuation order only lasted about 30 minutes or less.
The number of fentanyl-related overdose deaths could be slowing down in El Paso County. Over the first 8.5 months of 2022, 61 people died from an accidental fentanyl overdose death. While that may be on pace for another record year, the overall overdose deaths, according to local officials, could be showing signs of plateauing. Still, El Paso County Coroner Dr. Leon Kelly says statistics are concerning, especially when it comes to the younger demographics.
El Paso County officials are updating residents on suicide statistics as part of National Suicide Awareness Month. The county coroner's office says that youth suicides have been trending lower over the past, but statistics among active duty military and veterans are still high. Last year alone, 176 people took their own lives in El Paso County. That is the highest number of suicides in this state for 2021.
In Colorado Springs, residents will have a chance to have their opinions heard on a proposed Sunset Amphitheater project. KRDO's Josh Helmuth has that.
It's a $40 million outdoor music venue project. It's planned for the area near I-25 and Northgate Boulevard, but has yet to be approved. It's drawn both criticism and support, with most detractors saying it'll wind up being a public nuisance between the noise and the traffic issues. Tonight, Notes Live Entertainment. They're hosting a public forum at Boot Barn Hall to address those concerns firsthand. Josh Helmuth, KRDO News Radio.
A memorial continues to grow outside the Arvada Police Department in honor of Officer Dylan Vakoff. The 27-year-old officer was shot and killed while responding to a domestic disturbance Sunday morning. Members of the community have been paying their respects by leaving flowers, balloons, and cards on the police cruiser outside the department. Vakoff is the second Arvada officer to die in the line of duty since last year. Officer Gordon Beasley was killed in an ambush in Old Town Arvada in June of 2021. And the investigation into what caused the explosion at an Aurora apartment complex could take several weeks. That's according to fire investigators, who also say there's no reason to believe the cause of the blast at Parkside Collective Saturday was malicious in nature. Hundreds of people are displaced as a result of the explosion. Three people suffered minor injuries.
Good-looking Tuesday forecast with mainly sunny skies early on, increasing clouds as we head into the afternoon. But most of the showers and thunderstorms today are going to stay out to our west, up and over the higher terrain. Look for a high of about 84 degrees in Colorado Springs, 90 in Pueblo. We'll see partly cloudy skies as we head overnight, with morning starts in the mid and upper 50s. And then again, more scattered showers and thunderstorms across the I-25 corridor for your Wednesday afternoon. And temperatures coming down a few degrees, with a high of 79 for Colorado Springs, 85 in the Steel City. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.